Hello! Welcome to the weekly devotional reading from Practical Christianity Foundation. You may subscribe at our website, pcfbooks.com, to receive the weekly devotional reading at your inbox every Sunday morning. Here is this week's devotional reading.
This week's devotional reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. John 17, 1 through 5. Jesus was walking with his disciples to Gethsemane to wait for his captors after celebrating the last Passover meal. Verses 1 2 and 3. Jesus spoke these things, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said,
Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, even as you gave him authority over all flesh, that to all whom you have given him, he may give eternal life. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Jesus cared for his disciples and loved them to the end. He taught them, served them, encouraged them, and revealed great mysteries to them. As he prayerfully made his way from the upper room to the site of his capture, Jesus was communing with his Father in prayer, conferring with him regarding the glorious purpose for which he was sent. Acknowledging that his time had come, Jesus prayerfully confessed to his Father that he was anticipating his forthcoming suffering as a glorious occasion in which both Father and Son are glorified. He conferred with his Father that he shall glorify him in his suffering, so that his Father also shall glorify his Son in the same suffering, as the Son obeys his Father even to death on the cross. Agonizing as the one who had to face the wages of sin, contrary to his holiness and his righteousness, Jesus turned to his Father in prayer. He acknowledged that he was sent by his Father into this world to accomplish this one redeeming act by suffering the ultimate penalty of God's righteous and just judgment upon sin. He was profoundly aware of himself and his sacred mission, and was fully cognizant of the purpose for which he was born of Virgin Mary. The eternal purposes of our sovereign God were directly linked to the glorification of the Son, which also reflects the majesty and the glory of the Father. All of time and eternity were now focused on this one moment when the Son of Man would offer himself as the sacrifice for the redemption of the lost, and that to glorify the Father by completely fulfilling his will. An integral part of the Son's glory is his authority over man. Indeed, the entire universe is under the direct authority of the Son. This authority is as absolute as it is irrevocable. By this authority, the Son holds sovereign and absolute charge over all of creation, with the power to bestow eternal life upon those whom the Father had chosen to give to him, and to withhold the same from the rest. Having acknowledged his Father's will and purpose, and having confessed the mission for which he was sent, Jesus unveiled the mystery of his authority to give eternal life, as his disciples heard him praying to his Father. Jesus knew that the act of giving is not a mysterious exercise, but the gift of eternal life is not only a gift from above, but also a heavenly phenomenon unknown to the fallen human mind. So he explained. Eternal life is to know God as the only true God, and to know his Son Jesus Christ, whom he sent. This knowledge is not the same as any exercise in intellectual pursuit. This knowledge is a gift from God, conveyed through his living word by the power of the Holy Spirit. This supreme knowledge is intricately woven with understanding and faith in God and Jesus Christ as the only name under heaven by which we are saved. The one true God and his Son, Jesus Christ, are inseparable. Knowledge of the Father affirms knowledge of the Son. Knowledge of the Creator affirms knowledge of the Redeemer. Such knowledge surpasses mere familiarity with facts and details. The knowledge given by God engenders conviction, confession, acceptance, and faith. Jesus affirmed to his Father that the disciples given to him by his Father have received true knowledge of the Father and the Son. Jesus continues with his prayer. verses 4 and 5.
I glorified you on the earth, having accomplished the work which you have given me to do. Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
Throughout his earthly life, Jesus had glorified his Father through unreserved obedience. There was never a moment when the Son avoided the task for which he was sent. He told his disciples that his food is to do the Father's will. His obedience was unswerving. Now, the time had arrived when his work is about to be finished. He came to reveal God and to fulfill the law with righteous living and sacrificial death to atone for sin. Then Jesus asked his Father to glorify him with the same glory he had with him before creation was ever brought to existence. Through his suffering, Jesus settled sin's debt and appeased the law, which was offended by the transgressions of the children of disobedience. Jesus prayed that he would be with his Father in the glory of fulfilling the plan they purposed together and he accomplished on the cross at Calvary. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit defeated the whole sphere of disobedience by offering what the law required through the life, crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, the Lamb of God. God and his Son, Jesus Christ, are glorified in what was accomplished through the ultimate plan of redemption. At the close of Jesus' conversation with his disciples, he turned to his Father and engaged in an intense moment of prayer. In this prayer, Jesus placed himself on the altar as the sacrifice for sin, absolutely content with his service to God as the one sent to fulfill the Father's will. He submitted himself to God's judgment, counting his suffering as a glorious undertaking, joyfully faced and accepted for the glory of God. In his prayer, Jesus affirmed his sacred union with his Father. He also ascertained that the work for which he was sent was about to be fully accomplished. Besides the ultimate glory with his Father, Jesus' loving and merciful attention was focused on his Father's gift to him, the disciples, and those who believe through the proclamation of the gospel. Jesus gave eternal life to those whom his Father gave to him. He made God known to them as the only true God, and his Son Jesus Christ whom he sent. He revealed the truth to them. He gave them the gift of true knowledge, understanding, and faith. He showed them the way. These are unique individuals. They are all the sinners across the ages saved by grace. They are those who are brought from darkness to light and from death to life. They are us, the Christians, who have been redeemed from God's judgment in spite of our transgressions. We are not different from other sinners or holier than anyone, but we have been given grace. We have received mercy. We have been redeemed out of disobedience into a life of obedience. By his unsearchable wisdom, God made sinners of his choosing a gift to his Son, and his Son made his Father known to them, to us, to the redeemed of Christ. We have the assurance of the Son, the power of the Holy Spirit, the lamp of his word, and the light of his precepts. Jesus and his Father are one in redeeming wretched sinners like us for the glory of God. Jesus came to earth to reveal God, to unveil the truth, to be the sacred bridge who brings us safely to God's glorious presence. We are not only empowered by the Spirit, we are also secure in Christ and favored by the Father. The Spirit helps our weakness by interceding for us from within his temple in our hearts. We are foreknown, predestined, conformed, called, justified, and glorified in Christ. Well then, if God is so much for us and with us, why do we fret when we should delight in who we are in Christ? The gift of the Father to the Son. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood to every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. We see. Praise the Lord. Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.